As the new year gets underway, a lot of energy gets put into new ideas and efforts. This is Lisa Berry, and in Ypsilanti, that includes a specially planned unconference taking place this weekend to focus on improving that city. Joining us now at 89.1 WEMU is the organizer of the unconference, local businessman and blogger Mark Maynard. Happy New Year, Mark.
Happy New Year, Lisa.
Tell us where this idea came from.
Yeah, I've been to a few unconferences in the past, and I always like the concept. You know, it's an idea where people get together without any set agenda, and everyone who's there kind of participates together to create an agenda and break up into smaller groups and talk about things that are of interest to them. So when I was talking to Trevor Stone, the new program director at Riverside Art Center, he was talking about trying to get the new year kicked off the right way at Riverside. And he was planning to do an art show of about 36 or so artists from around Ipsy, different age groups, different, you know, parts of town, different groups, all together in the same place, under the same roof, talking about, you know, the arts in our community. And he asked me if I wanted to help contribute something to that. And I said, sure, well, let's do a small unconference where we'll just, you know, invite people in the community to come together, and we'll sit in a room together, and we'll just talk about what we want to talk about. So that's how the idea came about.
Is it intended to be more of a positive unconference?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're negative, if you want to come, be negative, you can do that. I mean, the cool thing about an unconference is that people don't really come with any set agenda. So I don't know what people want to talk about. You stand in front of a big board that's broken up into a matrix, and let's say we have 3 different time slots that afternoon. It's going to be on this upcoming Saturday. And there are 3 45-minute time slots. And during each of those time slots, we'll have 3 to 4 different sessions. So we'll have between 9 and 12 sessions during the entire event. Everyone just proposes their ideas. You stand in front of this matrix, this big 3x3 or 3x12, 3x4 board, and you start to fill in the openings. And if somebody wants to talk about, I mean, it could be anything. Like, how does EMU and the town better integrate each other with one another? You know, or somebody could say, you know, we need more food carts in Ypsilanti. How do we make that happen? Whatever people want to talk about. So if somebody wanted to say something, and so it was like, it could be slightly negative, I suppose. Somebody could say, we don't have enough XYZ. You know, we need to improve the schools. I mean, I guess that, you know, it could be as a negative, but it's also a positive because people are trying to change it.
It's all about Ypsilanti, though. You wanted to stay focused on the city.
Yeah. Looking at the people who've already signed up to come, there are about 40 so far on Facebook. I think the people that I know are all pretty positive people and people that, you know, are involved. They actually do stuff here in town. They contribute. They have businesses. They, you know, volunteer. They work for nonprofits. They're artists. I mean, I think the people that are coming are all people that, you know, are inclined to see good things happen. So hopefully when you get them all in a room together, working, you know, in the same direction, a lot of good ideas come out of it. But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
And when it's over, you walk away with ideas. Are you going to have something in writing?
Every group will be different. So each one of these 9 to 12 different discussion sessions that happen, I mean, it kind of depends on who's in the group. And it takes some trust on the part of people participating that something good will come out of it. It's hard to tell. There's not any guaranteed outcome. It's just a quick 45-minute conversation, but you hope in that time that a small seed is planted and something good kind of comes out of that. And I've done these, this is probably my 9th or 10th, and, you know, some of them, you know, if you're in 3 sessions during the course of the evening, I suspect that one of them will actually yield some sort of tangible result. And the other ones, even if they don't yield a tangible result, at least you're meeting new people and talking, and you're probably making more progress than if you sit at home and watch televisions.
It's open to anybody and everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. There's if you search Ipsy Now Unconference on Facebook, you'll find a page where anyone can say they're coming. And if people aren't on Facebook, they can just show up at Riverside Art Center at 4 o'clock this Saturday, and we'll all be there to just kick things off. I think there's about a half an hour of an introduction, and then we'll all just break up into smaller groups and start talking about what we care about.
Okay, Mark Maynard organizing this upcoming weekend's unconference about Ypsilanti. Thanks for sharing the information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa, very much.